Our very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
Good morning. On this beautiful Saturday morning, you just tuned in to Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise, your inspiration station. And today we're talking about having godly wisdom. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be awesome. As always, want to begin with a word of prayer. God in heaven, thank you so much for this amazing day, God, this opportunity to grow and learn and to be able to bless many through the airwaves, God. I do pray that many are encouraged and are inspired to draw closer to you and to be healed in their relationships, God. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As always, we hope and pray that today's program will enrich, empower, and encourage you towards having a great relationship. I am Marcos Mercado, your host here of Marriage Beyond the Vows, and I'll introduce our very special guest in just a moment, but I do want to introduce our theme scriptures of the day. Since we are talking about wisdom, we will be going to the book of Proverbs, and I'm just going to read some of these out. If you're taking notes, obviously, if you're not driving, you're taking notes, you might want to take note of these scriptures. First one says, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding." And that's Proverbs 2, verse 6. And also later on in chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. And then wisdom will save you from the ways of the wicked, from men whose words are perverse." That's Proverbs 2:12. And last but not least, Proverbs 2:16 says, "Wisdom will save you also from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman and her seductive words." So let me tell you, if you do not have enough of it in your marriage, you got to ask God for some wisdom. Now, we do have, as mentioned, two very special guests. These men have a little bit of gray wisdom with them. There's some older men that I've grown to really appreciate, love, and respect. They are here all the way from Georgia, outside of Atlanta. They actually come from a place called Athens, Georgia. No, not Athens, Greece. Athens, Georgia. And the first one I want to introduce to you is Pastor Bill Burke. Good morning, Bill. Say a little bit about yourself.
Good morning, Marcos. Yes, we're from Athens, Georgia, home of the Georgia Bulldogs. Go Dogs.
All right.
We've lived there now for the second time for about 6 years. I went to school there in 1980, graduated in 85. Been around the world a time or two and ended up back in Athens.
All right. Now, you're married how long?
Yeah, I've been married for this year. It's going on 26 years.
26. Well, congratulations. And your wife's name is Amanda.
Amanda.
Anna. So Bill and Amanda. And tell us a little
kids.
Bit. Four kids.
I got first one's name's Carter. He's 23. He's a pastor in San Diego.
Wow. All right.
Got another daughter who is 22. She is a intern on campus at the University of Georgia.
Oh, nice.
And helps with the campus girls there. And then I've got another daughter, Abigail. She is just starting the University of Georgia.
Okay.
And then I've got a little boy named Z. He is 11, and in sixth grade, he was adopted. We adopted him at the age of almost four.
From where?
From China.
Oh, okay.
China, yeah.
All right. Well, Bill, I, for all of you who are just tuning in, this is Marriage Beyond the Vows, and obviously I am your host, Marcos Mercado. I met Bill about 25 years ago. He's a man I love and respect. Bill, you didn't have kids when I met you. And you were a young married couple. I think you had just been married about a year.
Yeah, very young married couple.
Very young. And one thing Bill would tell you is he's made a ton of mistakes. So that's where the wisdom comes from, right?
School of hard knocks.
So school of hard knocks. He'll tell you a lot. Bill's very open, very frank. He did spend some time in New York City before he went back home down south. So we have a lot in common. I think we're in for a great show. That's awesome. And then also we have another very special friend. I just met Robert. Robert is the man who really mentored Bill years ago. And Robert is serves as a pastor, elder, in a church, in a local church down in Athens, Georgia. And just want you to meet our good brother, Robert Goodwin. Welcome to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Thank you, Marcos. Great to be on the radio this morning and have an opportunity to be here with you guys and just be encouraged by being on the radio.
Awesome.
We've lived in Athens now for 30, 39 years. Been married 32 years.
So tell us a little bit about Athens. Athens is how far from Atlanta? Because I know folks know Atlanta, Georgia.
Right. Athens is about 60 miles northeast of Atlanta. It's about an hour drive, a little further than that maybe.
Okay.
And the University of Georgia there, about 35,000 students.
Oh, wow. Awesome. So it's a college town.
Right. That's right. Very much a campus town. It's grown a lot in the last 30 years. Seen a lot of changes. Mostly for the good. It's a great place to live, great place to be. You're close enough to Atlanta if you need
to. Now, are
you
trying to get our listeners to move down to Athens, Georgia? I don't know about that. We better go to commercial break. I believe it is a great place. I've been, you know, I've driven close to or right by Athens, but I have a lot of friends that come from Athens, especially those who actually attended college down there. Now, you were, I believe, a football coach and an educator before you retired and now serve as an elder pastor of a
right.
church, correct?
That's correct. That's right. I was in education a little over 30 years, high school, wow. middle school, and on the collegiate level with academic counseling.
Wow.
And then, of course, in the classroom on the high school and middle school areas when I was teaching and coaching. Wow. Coached football, basketball, track, and golf over that time period.
Wow.
Different
Man.
Times
wow.
in
awesome.
My career.
Sounds
but,
awesome.
Oh, it was great. Great opportunity to influence kids and build a lot of relationships with kids and parents. And one of the neat things now is I'll be downtown somewhere and you'll run into a kid you taught 25, 30 years ago.
And do you still think they're a kid?
Right. That's
I love
right.
that. I love that.
You know, they introduce you to their kids.
Wow.
It's really neat to see the way that kids grow up and change. And they Absolutely. Talk about their families and how their kids are doing. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, how long have you been married, Robert?
Just over 32 years.
Oh, just over 32 years. And your wife's name is?
Nancy.
Nancy. She's you want to give a little shout out to
her? Sure, yeah. I don't know if she's listening this morning, but you are, honey. Love you and look forward to coming home and seeing you. But she's an instructor at a dental hygiene program in Athens Technical College. She was in private practice as a dental hygienist for 22 years.
So let me take a look at your teeth. Oh, you got some nice-looking teeth. Your wife makes sure of that
one. She makes sure I keep my teeth up.
All right, so now tell us really quickly, how many children do you have?
Oh, we have four. Our oldest is 28, Philip, and then Stephen is 25, Caitlin is 22, and then Bella, our youngest, who we adopted from India, is 16. They're all doing well. Philip has his own business. Stephen is actually a youth minister over in Atlanta, more specifically Roswell, Georgia. And Caitlin will end up graduating this coming May. She's going to be a teacher.
Wow, excellent.
And Bella's a sophomore in high school.
Wow. You definitely got the broad spectrum there with your kids. Now, I think both of you, something I didn't realize, I don't think this was deliberate, but you both have adopted children. And I'm sure some of our listeners might have questions whether they've adopted or they're trying to have children. This is a great opportunity. Again, we have these great brothers here, these pastors who have tons of wisdom. They themselves will tell you not everything they've learned because they're experts, but they become pretty much experts because they've learned so much even from the error of their ways. I want to read a quote to everyone here. It says, "Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad." And that is Miles Kingston. And, you know, I think we really got to understand that wisdom goes beyond knowledge. A lot of us might know the Bible. We might know the scriptures, but we're not putting it into practice, especially when it comes to our marriages. You know we got to be humble. We know we got to forgive. We know we got to take the high road. But that doesn't mean we would do it. And that means that sometimes we make some really foolish mistakes. I, for one, can tell you that my intentions sometimes have been great, but I've hurt my wife. I've said things that I wish I can take back. I've done things that were stupid. And, you know, vice versa. You know, in a marriage, you will hurt one another. But it's important to make sure that we ask God for wisdom, especially in the difficult situations like parenting or dealing with something. You know, everybody goes to the altar and they're fired up. They can't wait. They're you know, committing and making their vows. And, honey, I'll always love you. I'll never hurt you. And making all these promises that sometimes you won't be able to keep, right? I'll never argue with you. Yeah, how long would that last, right? I'll always serve you. And, you know, then you're really tired one day. You know, I think we got to make sure that we put a lot of grace into practice, but also wisdom. So, again, we're going to have an opportunity. We're going to give you the number right now to give us a call, 855-454-5905, so you can get in on the conversation, 855-454-5905. And you can go ahead and call us. You can speak with me, Marcos Mercado, or you can speak to Bill Burke or Robert Goodwin, who are here just to really share some of our wisdom, some of our thoughts. All right, we're going to take a brief break. We do not want you to touch that dial. Do not dare. So go ahead and listen to these sponsors. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You've just tuned in to Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise, your inspiration station. I'm your host, Marcos Mercado. And with us here in studio are two very special guests. We got Pastor Robert Goodwin and Pastor Bill Burke, all the way from Athens, Georgia. It's great to have you guys here. Thank you so much for joining us. Lots of wisdom in the room. I mean, really, these brothers have done an amazing job raising their families, loving their wives, making mistakes as well, but they get to help and pastor tons of people. I'm really, really grateful to have them. As a matter of fact, the church that I pastor in Delaware, they came in and did an amazing, a phenomenal job with a workshop on parenting. So thank you both, and thank you for joining us this morning here in the station. If you're wondering, Tiffany Bacon is off today, but of course, you know, we're not flying solo. We have these great brothers here to answer any questions, anything you want to share. We absolutely want to hear from you. Our number is 855-454-5905. 855-454-5905. Get in on the conversation. We also invite you to visit us on our Facebook page, which, of course, is facebook.com/beyondthevows. And I want to take a quick moment as well to encourage you to go to our website, praisephilly.com, where you can listen live. You can tell your friends and family, if they're not here in the Philadelphia area, that they can always tune in and listen live here from 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. You can always go there as well and listen to any of the archive shows. And right now, what we're doing is we're gearing up for March the 14th. And you're wondering, what is March the 14th? That is our inspiration, our traditional inspiration and music conference. This year is called the Be Beautiful Expo, which is going to be bigger and better than anything we've had before. Really, it's not just for ladies. Men will have Marriage Beyond the Vows. Of course, I'll be there hosting an amazing interactive, you know, really breakthrough workshop. If you've ever been a part of any of our workshops, you know it is life-changing. And all the concerts and everything. And right now, guess what? If you log on and you buy your tickets, you can get into all of our workshops, all of our concerts for just $25. So you don't want to miss that. That's March the 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. It's going to be an amazing, amazing time. We absolutely want to see you there. But for now, we want to hear from you. 855-454-5905. So, Bill or Robert, one of you, tell me, what is perhaps the, maybe someone comes to you and says, you know, what's the secret to having a great marriage after so many years and kind of keeping that spark and keeping the romance? You know, what would you say is the secret to having that, especially if you have a house full of kids, paying for school, you know, the trials and tribulations of marriage, maybe the bills that come. What is the secret? How do you, you know, keep the spark going, the flame and the romance in your marriage? Who wants to go first?
Well, I think the biggest thing I've learned is you can't be selfish. Okay. Not being selfish goes a long, long way. And when you've got a wife and four children, the last person that gets their needs met is daddy. Mm. It's kind of like Jesus when he came. He served everybody but himself. Mm. And if you want to be a great a parent, a great husband, you're going to have to be last. The first will be last.
Well, let me tell you, I'm sure some people go through that. But what happens when you give and give and give and you feel like your needs are not met? Because we all have needs. And I know you could feel like, man, I'm such a stud, but I have needs.
Yeah.
So what do you do then? What do you encourage someone who is giving, serving, trying to be as selfless as possible, but their needs are not met?
Well, I think the second key is communicating, and to do so without an attitude or a grudge or just sitting down and sharing with your wife, sharing with your children, you know, hey, I need a little encouragement here.
I need some love.
I need some love. That's right.
All right.
That's
right. All right. Good stuff. What about for you, Robert? How do you keep the spark going in your marriage?
Well, I think one of the biggest things for us has been just making sure we've got a good foundation, which on the Bible, you know, and letting biblical principles really guide our marriage. And that doesn't mean you're not going to have difficulties or challenges, because you will, and we've had some. Obviously, in 32 years, you're going to have some challenges along the way.
Like what challenges you're talking about?
Well, I think just basic things such as, you know, romance, that part of your marriage, or the finances and learning how to work together on those, raising our children, you know, and being on the same page with that. Because sometimes, you know, you may not agree initially, but you sit down, you work it out, and you figure out what's best for your children. Of course, all of our children are different, so you've got to look at each child individually and not just corporately.
And I want to go there because we do get a lot of folks that serve in the church. You know, they're pastors, they're deacons. They give a lot to the church. And yet sometimes their marriages are really hurting, but they can't broadcast that because they feel like they'll lose their leadership position, or maybe the church will gossip about them, or you know, just maybe fear, or maybe not just fear, but they've actually had experience where they've been open and shared, hey, we're going through something in our marriage, and it's not been a good response from the church. So what do you tell folks where so much of what you do depends on having a great marriage, but then you have a struggle or challenge, a situation, and you're like, what do we do? Do we just ignore it, keep serving, keep giving? Or how do you deal with, I would say, the conflict of leading in a church but having a great family life, great marriage?
Well, for me, I think first, when you take a wife and you decide to have a family and children, God has put those people in your life to take care of them and to make sure that they get to heaven. And they always to me, they always come first. Serving the church is a great thing. But the church needs a model. Church needs heroes. And if your marriage and your family life is not what it needs to be, then you're supposed to probably step down, take a break, and really work on the family for a while before you think about setting yourself up for others to imitate you.
Well, it sounds like you're saying it's better to step down than to stay in that position and hurt your family. You know, something I heard recently, you know, there are three rings in marriage: the engagement ring, the marriage ring, and suffer ring. You know, you have the suffer ring. And, you know, marriage can be a challenge. And so sometimes it's easier to hide behind the church and serve and be on this board or be in the choir or part of this ministry or that. And neglect your spouse. And I know that's common. So we do want to hear from everyone. I know it's good to hear from these guys, but you can ask any question you want. We'll answer it from a biblical perspective. We want to help you. We want to hear your story, your testimony, if you have one. 855-454-5905. 855-454-5905. And of course, Larry will be taking your call. We always encourage you to make sure that your radio is completely off when you call, because you will get feedback. But also, just come ready to be open and listen and share your heart. We're here to help. We're here to encourage you. Again, I don't think we're experts because we haven't made mistakes, but I think God has really blessed what we've done. And the common denominator, I would say, for all three of us here is that we're willing to learn and we're willing to admit our wrongs so that we can get help. So Robert, what about you? What do you would say to someone similar to Bill, where they're serving, but their marriage needs attention, and now they're kind of fearful of, man, I don't want to let go of what I'm doing here in the church, but man, what do I do? You know, it's almost like trying to balance both church and marriage. What do you say?
Well, I think one of the biggest things I know for us over the years is just be humble. I think humility is one of the biggest, you know, positives we can have in our marriage.
Okay.
Because that opens us up to getting advice. I mean, I know that for us, we've gotten a lot of advice from people over the years.
Okay.
And that's so important.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take our phone call. We have Paulette, who's calling in right now from, she's calling in on line one. We're going to go ahead and take that call here. So, Larry, are we ready here for Paulette? No, not yet. Okay, so we'll take a quick moment as he gears up. He's getting all of the calls in queue. I do want to encourage you, however, if you've not done this already, go ahead and go to our Facebook page. Hit the like button. Get in on the conversation. If you, for some reason, are not able to call in, you know, sometimes you work at a place where you can't, you know, you're listening to the radio, but you're like, you're really not allowed to go ahead and call in and be on hold for a while. We invite you, go ahead and post your comment or your question on Facebook, which is facebook.com/beyondthevows. And if you've not done this as well, we encourage you to go to praisephilly.com. Because we have many things going on, such things as our Be Beautiful Expo coming up. So, all right, I think we're ready for Paulette, who's calling in from Delaware, from the first state, here on line one. Good morning, Paulette. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning to you all.
Absolutely.
I just have a question. I just wanted to know how you can be more encouraging to your husband that can be very negative when it comes down to making decisions or having a conversation so that it doesn't lead to an argument or, you know, disagreeing. So I'm just calling in to ask your advice on that.
Well, I think, Paulette, number one, thank you so much for picking up the phone and calling in. I think that's very humble to say, how can you be more encouraging? So let me just ask this and try to get a read on where you are. So you feel like a lot of times when you talk to your husband, he thinks you're being negative. Is that the case?
No, not me being negative. It's just things that we may be discussing to make a decision on, and he always look at the, you know, the negative side of it instead of just saying making a decision, whatever it may be.
So can you give me a recent example of something perhaps happened, and then you try to encourage him, but it didn't work?
Just like we were looking at, you know, getting another vehicle, and knowing that mine had a lot of mechanical reasons, and he was like, oh, well, you know, maybe, you know, we can't afford it, or maybe we need to wait, and I'm like, but we're spending a lot of money on this vehicle, and so one of the things was that, you know, when it comes down to making a decision on that
Okay.
scenario.
No, that's a great example. As a matter of fact, Pastor Bill Burke, who's here with us, actually has a similar situation, but this time it's for one of his kids. I believe you bought your daughter a car, and the same thing. It has a lot of mileage. It's acting up. So they're like, I think we need to buy a new one. And they had to have a conversation, I guess, in the house about this. What do you think, Bill? How can she be more encouraging when he seems to be discouraging and negative?
Well, I think what I did was I went to get advice from somebody that knows about cars and knows about marriage, and to have a discussion.
So is this a salesman, a marriage counselor, a car salesman?
it's really a mentor. Okay. We really believe in mentoring one another as couples, and so much can be done and learned from a peer or a mentor. Paulette, that you and your husband have in your life to sit down, may know about finances, they may not, but could really encourage your husband and help you along the way. So many couples would be so much better off having other like-minded couples that are working on their marriage, that are working on communication, that are working on the finances together, to sit down with other couples and just learn and share with each other. That to me is priceless, and that's something that I've always tried to do and encourage others to do.
Okay. And it's something I want to share, Paulette, real quick. Two scriptures from Proverbs. I read some Proverbs earlier, but this one says, "The way of a fool seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice." And you know, sometimes we can make some really bad decisions if we don't get input. Another perspective. And then Proverbs 19:20 just says, listen to advice and accept discipline. At the end, you will be counted among the wise, meaning that you will grow in your wisdom. And I think what it is, and I'm sure it's a difficult situation, Paulette, you're going to have to ask God for wisdom and when's the right time to bring this up. I don't know your exact situation, but using the example you gave, If and again, I don't know if this is the case, but if he, if your husband is sitting at the table trying to pay all the bills and you feel like that's the time to talk about getting a new car, might not be the best time. So praying about, you know, when's the, you know, when might be the best time? After you make him his favorite meal, after you have some romance and you say, honey, you know what would really make me happy? And he's all happy, well-fed, you know, you have a romantic evening, and you say, hey, I really need a new car. I'm struggling. I'm scared to get stuck out there. And you know, just asking God for wisdom. The timing is everything. What do you think, Paulette?
I think that's great. That's very good. I would definitely take your advice on that, and I think that will make a difference.
Get him a piece of steak and then a piece of you, and then I think he'll be a lot happier. All right, Paulette.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. God bless.
All right.
And Paulette,
thank
you there?
Yes.
Are we going to see you at our Be Beautiful Expo on March the 14th?
Yes, absolutely.
You need to come up. I mean, hey, Delaware is just a hop and a skip away. I just got I live in Delaware, so coming into Philadelphia, it's right around the corner.
Oh, now where is it in Delaware?
No, it's not in Delaware. I live in Delaware. This is going to be on Arch Street, which is the Pennsylvania Convention Center.
Oh, wow. Absolutely. Yeah, that's just right up the road.
So just go to praisephilly.com, find out more information. We're actually just sold out of all our VIP tickets, which are the you know, the exclusive tickets, but we have still a ton of tickets available for $25. It's totally worth it. Come check us out. I'd love to meet you in person, Paulette.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'd like
thank
to meet
you
your
so
husband
much.
And see if you got your new ride by then.
Yes, I'll make sure I drive it up.
Amen. All right, Paulette, you have a blessed day. Thank you.
All right, you guys as well.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. I'm your host, Marcos Mercado. And with us this morning are Pastors Robert Goodwin and Pastor Bill Burke, all the way from Athens, Georgia. No, not Athens, Greece, Athens, Georgia. And I tell you, these brothers have so much wisdom. I thought Bill was telling me that he had a friend that was a marriage counselor and a car salesman at the same time. But he's saying, no, I just have people who help me with my marriage. And let me tell you, some decisions, I don't know what it is, but other people would say the same thing we're trying to say, and it just comes across a lot better. You know, sometimes I try to say something to my wife or vice versa. He's trying to communicate with me, and then a good brother, a good couple, we get what they say the same thing. And we're like, wow, that makes sense. They're like, that's what we've been saying all along, but there's something about maybe when you're not emotionally attached or you don't feel defensive, someone else gives you great advice. So go ahead and do that. We absolutely want to hear from you. 855-454-5905. Let me ask you, Robert, what do you think? You know, Paulette just called and said, listen, I'm having a hard time encouraging my husband. I mean, I love that humility there. What do you think when someone really trying to be encouraging and it just seems like it's not working?
That's a tough one sometimes. I think it's just continuing to be encouraging, even though sometimes we're not getting a response that we like.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe just a scripture that could be encouraging, you know, to our spouse as we're doing that. And it's always a big help, I think. And just the humility, that's one of the things that I noticed in Paulette's voice. It's obvious she's very humble, which is just a great attribute. And mm-hmm. I think having the humility and trying to build the other person up, and which means we have to think about them before we talk.
Yes, and you know what? I know we are on a gospel station. This is a Christian show, but we like to keep it real. So if you want to talk about your sex life, if you want to talk about, infidelity, deceit that might be going on in your marriage, struggles, if you're thinking about giving up and maybe, hey, we're going to get divorced, now's the time to call. I mean, you really want to call. I know some of you might be on your way out and about, you know, doing some things on Saturday morning. You might be going to the hair salon to get your hair did and all that good stuff. But you you really do want to have this opportunity. These two brothers here are just awesome men with a lot of wisdom. I respect them highly, and I think that we will get so much from just having some great conversation here. I know some of you are even starting to post on Facebook, so you're listening. So give us a call at 855-454-5905. Now, I want to bring up something that actually came up at our parenting workshop, and that's the, you know, it's kind of a scary time to bring up our children. I think one of you might have mentioned, you know, even some of the things that maybe when we grew up, we faced in maybe junior high school or high school, these kids are starting to deal with way early. I mean, many kids have smartphones. They're not mature. They're starting to, you know, what they call sexting, which is sending texts, you know, explicit texts, sometimes pictures, you know, naked pictures. And these are things that once they're out there, they're out there. I mean, you can't take it back. I wish more couples kept the, you know, the romance real. But, you know, honestly, kids do some stupid things. How do you really quickly, how can parents protect their children from so many stupid mistakes they can make, especially now, you know, with the internet and smartphones and all that?
Well, that's a good question. I think mm-hmm. that's one of the ones that all of us as parents have to deal with, and we have to be real about it, because mm-hmm. it is. It's a problem, you know, and as an educator for 31 years, you know, and I had my last 13 where I was a middle school teacher, and wow. a lot of the things you would see 6th grade, even 5th grade in the elementary schools now were things that, you know, you dealt with when we were in high school years ago. So it's definitely an influence, not necessarily for the good many times also. But I think one of the things is just having some real conversations with our kids and helping them to understand the importance of just maintaining a purity, you know, within our own scope of things. And I think, first of all, I think we have to be good examples for them. You know, if we're out there having issues on the internet, you know, whether it's pornography or whatever mm-hmm. it is, you know, we've got to be sure that we're being an example to our kids.
You know, I was doing, I think I shared this with you guys. I was doing an event. I was speaking at a church, and the church didn't really want to see the truth. And the truth was, you know, people are struggling in their marriage, pornography being one of those big things. Singles were in the church, and they were, you know, some of them were absolutely having sex outside of marriage. But they didn't, you know, it's like they wanted to cover up the sun with one finger. You know, they just didn't want to see. And so I kind of kept it real, which is what I like to do. And I said, I asked folks, I was like, how old were you when you were first exposed to pornography or something? And folks raised their hand. This one woman comes up and says, man, I was 5 years old, and it was my father's porn collection that I found. I mean, you know, it's sad, but we expect our children to live a certain way, have a certain standard, but they're really going to imitate us. They really are. And I think that to me is the best way to be able to safeguard. You know, like if our kids are watching and they know our convictions and they know more than we realize, you know, they'll know we're being hypocritical. You know, you're being unfaithful to your wife. They'll know, you know, your wife is out there flirting with men or dressing a certain way. And guess what the teenage girls are going to want to do, or the teenage boy is going to want to do. So, Bill, you wanted to say something?
Yeah,
quick before we take our calls, we get calls lined up here.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think that so much of the time we forget as parents how smart our children are. Forget about the grades in school. There's an intuition that children have, and they can read mama and daddy like a book.
Mm.
And we don't realize that our hypocrisy causes them, it attracts them to the sins of the father and the mother.
Yeah.
And you are going to have a child that's just like you. So, you know, watch what you're doing, because their little eyes are watching.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, let's go ahead and gear up here for our next caller. I believe we have just a moment here as I get on the queue. We have Charlene calling in from Philadelphia, and she's actually talking about separation or possible separation from her husband. Charlene, good morning. You're live on the air with Praise.
Yes, good morning. Thank you, men of God, for taking my call and giving me some time. I've been married for over 20 years, and it seems like I'm going through changes in my own life. Like, there's problems that I see that I contribute to the marriage that I've been trying to work on, and because I'm changing, my husband's not accepting, like, the boundaries that I'm setting, and it's getting worse, and I feel like I'm becoming angry, and I don't want the anger to turn to bitterness. So is it okay to say to him that I need a year apart from you because he's not accepting the changes I'm making with setting boundaries, saying no?
Now, can you just give us an example? I know it might be a little bit personal, but it would help if you give an example of something you're trying to change, maybe to better yourself or your relationship with God, and you feel like your husband's not respecting that boundary.
There was a long period of time that I avoided conflict, so everything was okay, yes. But now I got help with that, went to counseling, reading books continuously to keep my mind fresh on it. And, for example, we're having an issue where I don't want to. I don't even know.
Well, I hear you. If I get this, well, Charlene, let me turn to or have you turn to one passage. There's not too much speaking on separation, but it is biblical, and I always refer to 1 Corinthians 7. Where in verse 5, so 1 Corinthians 7, 5, it says, do not deprive each other except perhaps by mutual consent and for a time, so you may devote yourselves to prayer. It says, then come together again so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. I say this as a concession, not as a command. So, of course, the church in Corinth had a lot of questions similar to us, right? And they, one of them was, well, is there a time where we kind of separated, not have intimate relation? And that's probably the closest one we see about separation. But the point there that I believe Paul is driving home is it needs to be by mutual consent. And I tell you, the dangers of the separation, there are pros and cons to every decision we make. The dangers are sometimes people draw really apart and then they're tempted to want to go outside of the marriage. And so it needs to be for a time. I personally think a year is a long time. Now, if you do need some time to separate, I would say, number one, it sounds like you're getting counseling in your part. Are you getting marital counseling? Is your husband willing to sit down and for the both of you to get help and advice?
We have been to counseling off and on for the last 10 years, but he will not go anymore because he feels like he's being picked on.
Okay.
And I think that he has a difficult time with accountability. He's used to doing what he wants to do, and
sounds like
I
most
enabled
men.
That.
Sounds like
but,
most men. Sounds like most men. Now, do you does he attend church with you?
When he feels like it.
Okay.
But
so he's not really an active member or participating in the congregation.
He would say he would be, but
is there
nobody
anyone
else's standards.
Is there anyone in the church? I think Bill Burke mentioned about mentoring. Is there anyone in the church that maybe he looks up to, another man, an older man, or someone in, you know, you've been married 20 years, maybe someone's been married 25, 30 years and saying, hey, you're a little bit ahead of us, that he probably will listen to? Is there another couple maybe in the congregation?
The last counselor was part of our church, and I think that was too close for him, so he bailed out on that. But on my old church, he always had an older mentor, but they have all passed away.
Okay.
So, no, there's no one in his life.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you guys think?
Well, Charlene, I just hate to see 20 years of a relationship come to an end. I'm sure you feel the same.
Yeah.
You know, to me, being separated would be a last resort. I think the best chance that your husband has to become a more spiritual man is by you being the example. It may not be easy for you. In fact, as I hear you talking, it's very difficult for you because of the conflict. However, if you get strength from God, get strength from some of the ladies in the church there, I think God gives us the strength to endure, and your husband's best chance of getting to heaven is his wife. And that may not be the exact answer you might want to hear, but it's so true. You have the key to your husband's salvation. He lives with you. He knows you. He sees you. So
yeah.
I would say, you know, just buckle your chin strap. And times may get tough. Times may get more tough, but you are his best hope. And I'd say just hang in there, Charlene.
And something I would encourage you before you do that, Charlene, are you planning to attend the Be Beautiful Expo? Would we have Marriage Beyond the Vows going on there?
No, I didn't plan on attending, but I just heard you tell the other ladies.
I really would love, honestly, and I'll make sure I'll set up time. If you and your husband attend, I would love to just have just a few minutes to talk to the both of you and perhaps even set up a time. You'll be surprised how many couples, after they leave there, are inspired, are willing to sit down. And even when they're not willing to sit down with someone in their church, they're willing to sit down with me, especially men, because they feel like it's not threatening. We're not, you know, I don't even know you guys, so it's not like I can easily take sides. I would love to, if possible, meet you in person and set that up. I really would.
Okay, I can do that.
So you know, please, and come to me and say, hey, I called in. You know, this is Charlene. This is my husband. I would love to set up some time. My wife will be there with me. So, you know, you'll be surprised. We've seen many couples right where you are, and they've turned the corner. But it started with them taking that first step of saying, hey, we need help. I think you'll be inspired. There'll be couples there who will share their testimony, some worse than yours, believe it or not. And they're making it. They're doing well. So, Charlene, I want to say thank you so much. I do hope to see you there. If there's anything else we can do, please reach out to us again.
All right. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to continue on here. You've tuned into Marriage Beyond the Vows. We're talking about wisdom. We got some very wise brothers, Pastor Bill Berg and Pastor Robert Goodwin here. What we're going to do right now, line two, we're going all the way to Texas. We got Cecil calling us from Texas, who's actually getting ready to go through a divorce. I mean, he's right there, and he's actually an elder of a church, and he just needs some advice. So, Cecil, welcome. Welcome to Marriage Beyond the Vows. Morning, Cecil.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate you guys taking the time out and to even just talk to me for a minute.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit, like, what led, how long you've been married, and what led you guys to get to this point and practically being divorced?
Been married for about 7 years, and, well, what led us was it was just a breakdown in the last couple of years. Been going through a lot at the church, you know, being an elder. I was blessed to be close to my pastor, and
okay.
He was going through some difficulty, and because he was going through so much, it actually pulled me there.
Okay.
To be involved in the church more. And because of my involvement in the church, I had a battle with my wife because she wasn't involved in the church as much as I was.
Okay.
And when the more time I spent there, the more time she felt like I should have been spending at home.
Mm.
And when I first got engaged to her, I let her know my prospect. I let her know, you know, how I felt about church and God. And she was going to prayer every day at noon.
Wow.
That's what drew me to her.
So she was very committed, very devout. You get married, you start devoting to the church, and she's saying, I don't see enough of you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So how did that lead to now? I mean, are you separated and almost divorced?
Yes, sir.
Like what led to that? Did she say?
We're separated now because she got to the point to where she said that if I'm not at home that much, then I just don't need to be there at all.
Hmm. All right. Well, look, you actually picked the right time to call. Because both Pastor Bill and Pastor Robert serve as elders in their church, and they do exactly what you do. They help the pastors out a lot. You know, there's a lead pastor in the church, but a lot falls on these guys. I mean, these guys really, you know, Bill was planted churches, led churches for years. Robert has, you know, his whole family involved in the church, and they help and they serve as elders. So I'm just curious, what do you guys think in this situation where Cecil, it's almost like he's torn. It's like choosing between serving the church, serving his wife. And I think, you know, what he's saying is like, hey, I'm going to choose to serve the church. And his wife is like, well, I'm not having that, and I'm out of here. What do you guys think?
Cecil, let me ask you a question. Has there been any infidelity in the marriage?
Yes, sir. There has on her side.
Okay.
How much does that play into this decision to want to get a divorce?
Well, I didn't think, to be honest with you, that played a large part into me putting myself more into the ministry before my pastor got ill.
I got you. So out of hurt, you said, hey, I'm going to give more to the church because the church is more... What can I say? You feel appreciated more by the work you do in the church.
You feel loved more.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That was my safe haven.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And you do know, Cecil, in some ways that is a mistake. Because if your wife felt neglected and then you neglect her more, that just makes it easier for the devil to say, well, there'll be somebody else to fill that. Is your wife with that other person now? Is she in a relationship?
No, sir. Not that I know of.
Okay. I'm sorry, Bill, you keep going.
Yeah, so, you know, the Bible really says there's only two ways to get out of marriage. One is to die, and the other is during marital unfaithfulness. And I believe God gives us a way out of our marriage because of unfaithfulness, because it is so hurtful. That doesn't mean your relationship is useless. That doesn't mean things are over. It just means that the party that has to suffer with that is under a tremendous amount of pain.
Okay, excellent, excellent. I hear we do have a good friend of ours actually asked to call in, and I want to just have him on hold for a minute, Larry, Steve, who's calling in. Cecil, I want you to know that you're not alone in this. I mean, we hear your pain. You know, sometimes we just don't know what to do, right? Here you are, you're hurt. You thought your wife was more spiritual than she actually was.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? That's hard. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible. It's the prophet Hosea.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah. it's a huge call. Yeah. I mean, I've read that, man. When I read that, and I'm like, could I do what God asked him to do?
Yeah.
I mean, could I do that? Can I first of all, take a woman like this, and secondly, a woman like Gomer, and, you know, keep taking her back and back? And I think it takes a lot of humility and grace to forgive your wife. And look, we should forgive no matter what, right? But it's right. Sometimes it seems like it's harder for the man to forgive the wife for being unfaithful than it is for the woman to forgive the man when he's unfaithful. And so if you are able to forgive your wife, and I'm talking about true forgiveness, not, hey, I forgive you, but I'm going to, every time we have a problem, I'm going to bring this back up. You're able to really forgive her and let her know, man, grace is here. I forgive you. I love you. There's hope there. And I know you're all the way in Texas, but I'm really wondering how much is she willing to get counseling, to get help, because it'll be a shame. I mean, you sound like a great brother. You sound like someone who really loves deeply.
Well, I try, and the thing is that I guess this is one of those things. She doesn't know I even know about it.
Wow. So you haven't confronted. Why don't you just set up some time with your wife and just have an open, honest conversation about your relationship, and let her know you know, and if she's willing to work on it, you're willing to work on it too.
That's exactly right.
Wouldn't you do that?
Okay.
I mean, at this point, what do you have to lose, right?
That's the whole thing.
I mean, she's already out the door. So I would say, Cecil, let's do that. We'll be praying for you. Any more advice you need, let us know. But call us back and let us know how things are going, Cecil. We really do appreciate you calling in.
Oh, I appreciate the time and opportunity. And you gentlemen be blessed. And thank y'all for all you do in service.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank
you so much. All right, we're going to take a brief break. We don't want you to touch that dial at all. We are going to bring in our friend Steve Ranga, who's calling in from the D.C. area. He has some great advice because he's recently gotten a lot of help. My wife and I have helped, and I just want him to share something that I believe is going to inspire all of us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on Praise, your inspiration station.